with all eyes on Lonnie Walker IV and, to a certain degree, Jerron Blossom game, there's been another Spur playing for this summer league team right now that's getting a lot of attention, and that is guard Derek White. Welcome to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Jeff Garcia, the host of today's show and also the lead writer and manager of the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. As I said in the intro, Derek White is turning some heads in the summer league, and with the departure of Tony Parker, this could be his time to shine on the NBA level. So to join me to discuss Derek White and put him in the hot seat, I am joined once again by Two Shots Podcast, Joe Garcia. Joe, welcome to the show. And by the way, I hope you and I don't talk to an AM radio crowd right now, and that that I hate to break this to you and maybe those listeners in, I have not been replaced. Yep. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, I have been alerted that apparently there's at least a handful of some Spurs fans that are not too happy with Locked On Spurs. And Joe, I got pretty bashed pretty hard, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can't please everyone, but you know, at the end of the day, this is what I have to say to people. You know, it's easy to criticize when you're on the other side and you're listening, but you know what? If you have a podcast that we should be listening to and you have the guts to get behind a mic, then by all means, let us know. If you're not doing the podcast and all you're doing is trolling, you got no room to talk.
Yeah, well, I hate, again, this was brought to my attention. A loyal fan of Locked On Spurs emailed it to me, and apparently I got pretty much raked over the coals, Joe. And look, hey, even I laugh about it. You laugh about it. I mean, how many times we make fun of the fact that my audio equipment sucks, so not shocking at all. But nevertheless, yeah, I'm sorry. Can't please everybody. And besides, Joe, how much more can we talk about Kawhi Leonard? Seriously, I mean, yeah, you know, until the shoe drops, then we'll have something fresh to talk about. But, yep, haven't been replaced. Sorry, haters. And we're going to continue on right now. Joe, Derek White. Look, you said it best when you said he's a man among boys right now. And look, whether it be Utah or Las Vegas, he is opening some eyes.
Yeah, so Derek White, man, he's really been turning some heads in the summer league play as of yet. He's like made some great strides. You can tell between the off season to this season what he's brought as far as his game. You know, he's elevated his game to another level. And you know, like you were saying, you know, that phrase, he looks like a man amongst boys out there in the summer league, is a true statement. I mean, he's looking that good. You know, the only question is, how many minutes is he going to be getting? You know, if in fact, you know, the Spurs decide to make him, I guess, more of a role player and get some much needed, you know, minutes out there on the court, it'd be interesting to see who he comes in for, you know, since we've had some exits, you know, like Kyle Anderson leaving, and we also have the exit of Tony Parker. So we have that dynamic, and it's just going to be interesting to see where Pop will actually put him in the lineup, you know, because the Spurs have a lot of guards, and it seems like they're just getting smaller and smaller, and they're trying to get more athletic and faster. So, you know, it's interesting to see what's going to develop this upcoming season.
Yeah, you look, Derek White, you know, he looked phenomenal last year in the G League. I mean, putting up monster numbers, helped lead Austin to the G League title. We mentioned that he's tearing it up right now in the Utah. Well, he did in Utah, now in Las Vegas. And even though he's sidelined and likely won't play for the rest of the tournament, the Spurs are, I believe, they're 1-3. They got one more guaranteed game because each team in Las Vegas is guaranteed 5 games. So right now they did 4. And they recently lost to Milwaukee, 83-75. So, you know, with one game left, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, they're walking wounded right now. Lonnie Walker got hurt. Chimezie Metu's hurt. And, of course, Derek White. So his time as far as showcasing what he can do is now almost coming to an end, unless he plays in that final game, likely not to. So we have a very small sample size, what I'm trying to get at. And, Joe, is it wrong of me for liking what I see, but not putting too much stock in it, because I need to see if he can do this on the NBA level?
Yeah, and I think that's where I'm at as well. You know, I know a lot of fans are singing his praises already, and we've talked about this even in the previous podcast. You know, yes, this younger core of Spurs players are looking great in summer league play, But you also have just to, you know, step back a little bit and understand that this is in Summer League, or this is, you know, them playing in the G League, but it's a different stage, you know, when they reach the NBA yeah. level, just because of the plethora of talent that's out there. So it'll be yeah. interesting to see how these players actually are going to do when they get real, you know, time NBA minutes out there on the court. I expect that they're still going to be able to produce, but they're not going to be able to produce at the level that they are right now in the Summer League.
Yeah, and let's look at his numbers right now. Through two games, yep, that's right, two games in Vegas, Derek White is averaging about 11.5 points per game, 18.5 minutes. His shooting is not that great, 36%, but again, a very small sample size. He's 8 of 22. He is averaging 2.5 rebounds and 3 assists per game in those two games. Again, not really much to take away from in the sense of, because it is a so small sample size, but if you shift to Utah, where he pretty much played every single game, he led the Utah Summer League in scoring at 23 points per game and was second in Utah in assists at 7. And through three games in Utah, he averaged a team-high 23 points per game in 30 minutes, shot 45% from the field, 7 assists per game and 6.7 rebounds per game. I just threw in at 1.3 steals. So here we have five games, Joe, where in those five games, he's looking good. He's looked good in the G League. You know, you look what he did in Austin for the Austin Spurs during the regular season. He averaged 20 points per game, but he upped it to 25 points per game in Austin's playoff run. He is just beasting right now. This summer, he was beasting in Austin right now. Last season, I'm sorry. Tony Parker is gone, leaving Murray, who we know is going to get the starting job, Patty Mills, Bryn Forbes, and then there's Derek White. When you look at that point guard lineup there, Joe, does he have a shot?
I think he does have a shot, you know, but again, the Spurs are a guard-heavy team right now. So much like, you know, what's going on with a, what's his name, Chizezi Metu, and then you have Derek White, and you have some of these younger players, it's going to be hard to find roster spots for them, you know, on the Spurs NBA squad, just because, right. You know, there's a lot of these positions are kind of heavily stacked with some of these veterans, these diehard veterans. So, you know, the Spurs training camp that's going to be coming up is going to be very interesting. You know, who's going to make the practice squad? Who's going to actually make the team, you know? And if they don't make the team, are they going to be in, you know, the NBA G League with the Austin Spurs? So there's a lot of tough decisions. And I think there's a lot of good things that the Spurs fans have to look forward to. The Spurs plethora of talent, or their talent pool, is looking pretty good right now. So regardless of who makes the squad or who doesn't, I think we're going to be looking pretty good for the future.
Yeah, I think White has a good shot. There was a report that Tony Parker even mentioned Derek White and saying that now he's has a, you know, a clearer path to making the squad. But Joe, I think he's going to really have to show out in training camp, in the preseason. Would not be surprised if the Spurs designate him a two-way player. But at the end of the day, I look at the Spurs roster and I see Patty Mills. Look, Pop is notorious for loving his veterans. So, you know, there go some minutes that could have gone to White, but it's going to go to
Mills. He loves him. He loves his veterans to a fault.
Yeah. And then there's Bryn Forbes. And yes, I know he's not a point guard, but I did speak with him last year, and he did tell me that in Austin, during his time with the Austin Spurs, that the Spurs wanted him to develop his point guard game. And let's face it, he can shoot. I know you were kind of hot on Forbes towards the end of the last season, but we cannot take that away that he can still knock down the long ball. Derek White, though, probably presents Bryn Forbes the challenge in training camp. In my opinion, Joe, I think White can do a lot more than what Forbes can.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious right now because of the build. You know, let's not beat around the bush. You know, Bryn Forbes is good as far as limited minutes, coming off the bench and, you know, knocking down a couple of shots here and there. But the thing is consistency. You know, and that's the problem that I had with Brin, is that he started off the season, you know, pretty strong, and then he just kind of faded away. His jump shot left him. He wasn't as consistent. He was throwing up bricks, and he's also an undersized guard. And
right.
He's not an explosive player. He can't create his own shot much like Derek White can, because he's undersized. Derek White is a bigger, more athletic player, and he has youth on his side. So mm-hmm. I like his shot selection a little bit more as far as his decisions out on the court, you know, as far as what I'm seeing from Derek White right now. The only other thing that I have in question is how consistent is he going to be at the stripe? You know, that if he gets in,
right.
If he gets fouled a lot, you got to knock down your free throws. That's one thing that, you know, kind of hurts the Spurs consistently for the last, I think, two seasons. So it'd be interesting to see if Derek White can knock down his free throw shot, consistently. I think that would just solidify him making the squad and probably getting more minutes than Bryn Forbes.
Yeah, you look at Derek White, he's 6'4", 190 pounds. He played 17 games with the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs, that is, last season, averaging 3.2 points per game, 1.5 rebounds. A far cry from what he was doing with the Austin Spurs. Now, granted, in Austin, you know, he's going to get bulk of the minutes. He's going to, you know, he was averaging about 28 per game in the regular season for Austin. Then he upped it to 32 in their Austin playoffs. San Antonio, he had only 8.2 minutes. But there were signs of life. There were signs that he can hold his own in the NBA level. He had a season high and a career high, 14 points at Houston, Joe, at Houston. He had a career high in rebounds at 7 at Golden State. And versus the Warriors in the postseason, he put up a good, solid 7 points in, I believe, one of the games in the opening series. Nevertheless, though, in that spot time that he got with San Antonio, he proved that he can get the job done. My issue with him is that it's simply just a number/roster thing. Forbes, they brought him back. They like what he is, and I get it. I mean, this is an NBA three-point shooting happy league now, and Forbes presents that. White, yeah, you know, he's not, you know, like, he's not known for his three-point shooting. And I think if he can develop his outside shot a little bit more consistently, I think we could probably see him really contend for a roster spot. I would be happy, Joe, though. Worst case scenario, they give him the two-way player designation, or they keep him at least on the San Antonio bench and for more time for him to develop and spot minutes versus just playing in Austin where he shines, but he doesn't get that NBA experience.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. You know, I think the best overall spot for Derek White would probably be coming off the bench, you know, behind, you know, another veteran player. And that's the thing. Where's, you know, the real question is, where is Coach Pop going to use him? Is he going to switch him over to the small forward, or is he going to be a shooting guard? I mean, is he going to be a straight up point guard?
You're talking about Derek White now,
yeah,
right?
Derek White. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Derek White, I mean, I think he's undersized for a forward spot. He's only 6'4". So, but he is a big point guard, and I like that. You know, he is, I think, as much as the numbers scream, you know, at least in the G League and, of course, in the Summer League right now, that the kid can put up numbers. I think that numbers situation that the Spurs and White are looking at, I think they really have to look at it under a microscope, because he's doing that against non-NBA talent. Yeah. Look, I'm not here to bash the G League. I'm not here to bash the Summer League. We saw flashes of what he can do on the NBA level last season, Joe. But at the end of the day, Joe, I still think that it's just a number situation. I think it's just simply that. I think Murray obviously is going to get the starting job. And then there's Mills. And I think Mills is going to inhibit his growth on the NBA level. Joe, you look at Bryn Forbes, he's 6'3", 190 pounds. So he's not that far off from Derek White. But you look at that three-point shooting percentage, he shot 39% from the three-point line for the entire season on the NBA level.
Yeah,
White didn't get that opportunity, Joe.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, I really haven't seen any as far as like 3-point shooting consistency out of Derek White. I'm sure he might have a shot or two in him, you know, but I don't think he's developed it to the extent of a Bryn Forbes. But again, you know, 39% isn't nothing to scream at. You know, I mean, we need somebody who can knock down a consistent jump shot. Now, if he's going to be going up against Bryn Forbes in, you know, the training in Spurs training camp, the issue is who has the most consistent jump shot. I think that is the person who should be moved up in the roster and get those much needed minutes. As you know, like they said, you're going to have to win it out.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, as I said it before, I'm going to say it again. White, I think, is just a more complete point guard. Bryn Forbes had to learn the point guard spot. Bryn Forbes is known for his outside shot, which is valuable, not discounting it. But if the Spurs need a solid backup point guard in the true essence of that that name of point guard, Derek White fits the bill. Joe, it's going to wrap this up now. He got hurt in the summer league. He's likely not going to play anymore. We talked about his numbers, what he's doing there. Would you be surprised, though, at the end of the day, that he doesn't make the roster and is still relegated to the Austin Spurs?
It wouldn't be that shocking to me. You know, maybe the Spurs, if they decide to do that, maybe they see that he still could benefit from developing his game even more in the G League before he actually comes to the Spurs. You know, let's be honest. The Spurs organization, they're one of the best in the NBA. And they want their players to play at such a high level that sometimes they kind of have to eat some crow. Even though they might be ready, the Spurs still know that if they were to rush him into the lineup, that his minutes would be limited. And that would make him disgruntled. Where would you be happier if you're a basketball player and you live and eat and breathe, you know, basketball? You want to play. Sitting on the bench isn't your ideal situation. So they have to take that into consideration. And I think, you know, Derek White does have a legitimate shot at making the squad. But if the Spurs say, hey, you still need to develop your game and be in the G League, then you know what? I'd rather him be playing than to be sitting.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd rather have him getting reps up, still learning that Spurs system in Austin, and hopefully he'll get the call. For me, I think he will likely make the roster, but I think it'll be buried in the bench. And I think with your playing behind Forbes and Mills and, of course, Murray, obviously. So, you know, there's that. He's not a point guard, but if Manu Ginobili does come back, you know, he sometimes can be the de facto point guard. So, yeah, I think right now White just still has to buy his time. He will get spot minutes throughout the season. I think he will. He's proven himself in Austin. He's proven himself so far in the summer league, both Utah and Las Vegas. And I think he's catching eyes among the summer league coaching staff. And obviously when they relay their reports to Popovich and the Spurs coaching staff, I think it'll do well in his favor. But Joe and I, we need to hear what you have to think about Derek White. Is he ready? Do you think it'll come down to a numbers game? Do you think he still should be relegated to the Austin G League team? You can let me know at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. And you can talk to Joe at
Two Shots Podcast, which is all spelled out, TWOSHOTS, at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also find us at on the internet at I'm doing this just for you, Jeff. twoshotssa.com. I haven't done that in a while, so I had to throw it in for you.
You really haven't. So, you know, you were due for one. But again, for those of y'all who are listening, once again, sorry to break your hearts. I'm still here. I haven't been replaced. So, so maybe you just simply turn off the show or don't even listen. Look, you got the choice. You don't have to listen. I get it. You don't like my style. Fine. Whatever. Joe and I will still be here for the loyal listeners of Locked On Spurs.
And let me say something real quick to them. I mean, go ahead. This is the way I feel about it. You know what? And I'm a really chill, nice guy. I always have this thing that I go to that I always say, there's abundance. There's room for everybody in this game. I'd rather have you as a friend than to have you as an enemy. So I'll leave you with that.
There you go. And with that note, oh my God, you sounded like Thanos there. for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.